Spotify, and Alexa by Amazon. Joining us here in studio, my co-host, Heather Vale.
Hello, everybody. Unwrapped. Welcome to the weekend.
Heather Vale, Unwrapped.
Weekend Unwrapped.
Big weekend. Super Bowl Sunday weekend. Also, joining us, Krista Kay, stand-up comedian Krista Kay, and she is standing up.
I am, and I'm taller than everybody, as usual.
Yes.
We've got a full house in the studio. Also joining us, legendary, iconic media icon, John Bobbitt.
Yeah,
John doing? Wayne Bobbitt.
Your parents a big John Wayne fan?
Well, no, my dad was Wayne, and my uncle John, you know, I got named after my uncle.
So it had nothing to do with the Duke?
No, not actually.
Did they think about that?
No one ever seen a John Wayne film. No, I mean, I just started watching John Wayne films. I just saw True Grit.
True Grit. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also joining us in studio from the Tenors of Rock, Jimmy Denning. On the six-string Fender acoustic guitar. So everybody, Super Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday weekend. Krista, let's start with you. First of all, where are you going to watch the game and who are you rooting for?
I'm probably going to watch the game at the Yard House, because unfortunately I'm not a full-time comedian yet, so I'm a server part-time, so I'll be serving it up at the Yard House at Red Rock Casino, and I'm going to be rooting for probably the Rams.
I didn't know there was a Yard House at,
so,
I know it's one at Town Square.
Fun fact, yeah.
Fun fact to know.
Yeah, isn't that? I'm full
of it. Every Thursday night you do stand-up comedy at a place called Hades, go to Hades.
Come to hell. I'm just kidding. Hades Hookah Lounge, right? We were just there. Yeah, Hades Hookah Lounge every Thursday night, 10 o'clock. It's on Sahara and Jones, so it's a good night. I'm the one that runs it. I hire all the comedians. I'm the host, so yeah, come on out.
Why are you rooting for the Rams?
Well, it kind of goes a ways back. So my dad has been a diehard Patriots fan since, you know, he's been alive. So
he came out a Patriots fan?
Right, he did. And he lived in New Hampshire for a while, so he's been in the area. And I don't know, it's like, my dad is just obsessed with football, and so I'm like, well, a way to connect with my dad is just to cheer for whoever the Patriots are playing.
Yeah.
So it's just been our kind of goofy thing that we do, and it's been pretty fun, and I'm just hoping the Rams win so I can talk a little crap to my dad.
So you'll be watching it at the Yard House.
Yep.
John, how about you? Rams, Patriots, or any kind of a football fan indeed?
Well, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. Buffalo Bills are in the same division, so you know they've been in the Super Bowl four times and didn't win. So, yeah, I'm rooting for the Rams.
So do you like beef on Weck?
Oh, I love it.
You love the beef on Weck. See, I know a little bit about Buffalo, don't I? Yeah. I've got friends from Buffalo. A lot of friends from Buffalo.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a Lorena Bobbitt sandwich, a beef on Weck.
Oh, we're going right in.
Yeah, I have a beef on Weck for you. Hey, you got a Tanya and Lorena Bobbitt drink? What's club soda with a slice?
Oh, club soda. John comes with
cutting
material.
It so, up.
So you've been doing stand-up comedy as well, right?
Yeah, not too often. I get stumped a little, you know.
When's the last show you did, John?
Oh, I got, Chris has been working with me because I'm kind of rusty. So she's been
Turn
training me.
And working.
It's
kind of
like my comedy coach, really.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
That's good. So let's get right to the dilemma. Give us your version of what the hell happened, will ya? What happened, man?
Everyone knows.
Give me a question. Great story. I'm not gonna get a second chance at this story.
We gotta give me a question.
What happened? You were married to her and you cheated on her.
What happened.
No, I don't. I want to hear from John.
I just figured out what happened. So, you know, I'm just basically, you know, because my transcripts of my trial were buried. So I back then I was really confused. I didn't know what the hell happened. So, and then I kind of like.
You were unconscious or sleeping?
I started piecing it all together, you know.
Piecing it all together.
There's a lot of missing pieces.
Piecing it all together.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of missing pieces.
Like your penis.
One in particular.
So I'm so confident with my story because I have what we call a fact, and Lorena has what we have as a fiction. It's all fictional. Everything she said was made up. She even cut her panties and ripped them, you know? And that was proven by a forensic FBI lab guy in my court case.
What was
but
it,
they buried they buried that
25
years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, 25 years ago. So her there was a one-sided story because after the trial there was a book that came out called The Bobbitt Case, You Decide, and it was just based on Lorena's transcripts of her trial. But people don't realize there was two trials.
Sure.
Mine was buried. Hers was not only published, hers was broadcasted. Because it wasn't a sex crime. It was like marital. It was a malicious wounding thing.
Malicious what?
Wounding.
Malicious wounding.
Right.
I would say so. Malicious yeah. Wounding. If there's going to be a definition for malicious wounding, that would be it.
What we get
that's a
out
really
of this,
nice way
what
to
we
say
get
it.
Out of this is that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Oh, yeah.
And every case in history that where a woman had cut her man's penis off was because either he was cheating on her having, you know, or leaving her. So it had to do with abandonment and infidelity,
or
which was a deep-seated emotional pain. Had nothing to do with rape or battery. That's physical pain.
It could have.
So people are like, well, you must have did something. Or, well, she made all that up. And it was proven in my court case. And she had two rape exams that night because she said I raped her, and they found nothing.
Right.
They even the doctors found that she was calm.
Not on.
So you
silent,
were sleeping.
Maybe.
She was calm.
She
yeah.
Was sleeping or passed out or whatever.
Yeah.
And she did that.
You woke up dickless.
Yeah, really, because I joined the Addictomy Foundation.
The Addictomy. That's what
and,
I said.
Yeah.
Right.
So so you're screaming at some point. You go to the hospital, and what a lucky man you are to be alive, really.
Well, and there's a lot of guys that this happened to, but they couldn't handle it like I handled it because I was I worked out every day, and I was a Marine, and I was really healthy. You know, I was real strong, so
yeah.
I bounced back real fast. I even walked into the hospital and say, hey, Doc, can you put this back on? It's a fascinating story.
But wait, how did you get it?
Yeah.
How did you
get it? I got hit by a car on Friday, and I got my penis cut off on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And the person that hit me in a car had a lot to do with it. It was an Asian girl.
Oh, really?
It was an Asian girl that hit me, and her brother was in the car, and they brought me to her house, and her mother and her bandaged me up and brought me to work. So, and she was hysterical because she was worried. But, you know, I said, no, just replace my bike. I was banged up, and the ambulance showed up and all that. So anyways, after work, she brought me to her house and said, well, you can use my bike. It was a girl's bike. So she brought me
bicycle.
Home. She brought me home, and I already broke up with Lorena. Oh, no, I didn't break up with Lorena then. But anyways.
Were you married? We were married.
Yeah, but I already planned on leaving Lorena. And I told my friend back in May before it happened, you know, a month before it happened, that I was going to leave my wife and I was going to move out. If he wanted to, you know, we can get our own place. So anyways, I'm telling the whole story. But so Friday, Saturday I was working, and then Sunday he showed up and knocked on the door, and then Lorena answered the door, and I told her, hey Lorena, I want a divorce and I'm moving out, and she had no idea it was I planned on doing this,
right?
And it was like it was devastating to her. She was shocked, she was devastated, she was crying, and she said she didn't believe in divorce. But we tried to work it out three times. I left twice because, you know, she was stealing. She robbed her from our friend. She embezzled. She was violent. She attacked me and jumped on me and attacked me all the time. Yeah, she punched me in the face. I look at a pretty girl, pow, right in the face. Yeah. She would.
Okay.
Out of the blue.
Carla,
bam.
Carla likes. She gets requests for guys.
But I'm a strong man.
My name is Krista.
Krista,
and yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
She
punched me in the face.
Krista, Carla.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone needs their butt kicked, it's it's expensive, but I'll do it.
All right, so you talked about she had a previous history of violence. She passed out or whatever.
Well, I'm kind of like seeing Krista. She keeps my penis in her purse, so doesn't get me in trouble.
I do.
Yeah.
Is it removable?
Oh my god.
Like
it's detachable.
They put it back with a zipper.
Yeah. There was a rock band that came out, King Missiles. They wrote a song about detachable penis.
Who did?
Oh, King Missiles. It's a rock band.
Jimmy, you know that one? Do you have any
detachable penis?
nothing just yet.
King Missiles, yeah.
Give me 5 minutes. I can make
5 minutes. Can you write a song?
Yeah, right, hold up, yeah.
Jimmy Denning from
detachable.
The Tenors of Rock.
So
my question really is how you handled the media onslaught that happened at that time, being under the microscope. You know, I've had friends like, you know, my friend Stedman Graham is with Oprah, you know, and he's under the microscope 24/7. How tough was that everything that you did and during that time period was under the microscope? I mean, you couldn't walk out of your house, right?
Well, it's a fascinating story, but back then it was just more jokes. Now it's more jokes, you know, more intense, but the story gets wasn't that serious. I mean, I didn't get real serious with the story because I was having a lot of fun moving around, being managed, going everywhere, adult films and doing comedy,
radio. I don't know, somebody said you did porn.
Yeah, he did porn.
Adult films, yeah. It's basically telling Lorena, you know, and showing the world that I was fine.
But if we need a microscope, I mean, like,
Well, when I said under the microscope, I didn't mean it like that, Heather.
Oh, okay. Because like I'm thinking, like, what's the appeal for porn?
I have it in my purse here if you guys want to. I'm just kidding.
But you know what I was saying, John. I mean, you were under the media microscope. You were the media darling. And you know, you actually became an adjective.
You know, household name, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we call it
Isn't that Bobbitize?
Yeah.
To Bobbitize someone?
Well, Bob is a cut, right?
Yeah.
And my name in French, Bobbitt, is a beautiful penis. Bo. Yeah, Bo is beautiful.
Have you got any song yet?
Bo is beautiful and bit is penis,
right?
That
is not French.
You didn't know what you were
going to
say. Bobbitt is not French for a beautiful penis.
I'm Wayne Bobbitt in the studio. And I appreciate it.
Actually, I live in Casa Bonita, which is a beautiful home. And I have a beautiful penis, so, you know.
So you took advantage of the notoriety and you went into adult film. How long after the?
Oh yeah, Ron Jeremy approached me with that, and I had a lot of fun with that because I was young.
Ron brought you into it?
I was young, and I can actually go through the catalogs of women and pick which ones I wanted to work with, and you know, and you know.
How many did you
and
know
he had worked with all of them, so.
Yeah, I worked with a lot of them. Lorena was really mad. She didn't like that at all.
Did she watch your movies?
Well, she told Oprah Winfrey that, you know, she was real upset about me being with all these hot women afterwards. But she's the one that did it.
Well, yeah.
She caused it all.
Now, what was it? Did she go to jail? Did she go to prison?
She found not guilty by reason of insanity. I think because the whole system bailed. Because after she cut it off, she went to our friend's house, and she was there for like several hours, between 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock. So they had 5-6 hours to, you know, come up with a story.
Didn't she throw it out the car window?
Yeah.
So how did you find it? I don't get it.
Well, it wasn't hard. You know,
it wasn't hard. Stop it.
It wasn't hard.
Oh my God.
Sometimes the jokes just write themselves.
I can't.
Hey, it's over here. Well, it's camouflage.
Listening to NBC Sports Radio 9:20 a.m.
It was kind of camouflage. When they found it, it was actually looked like a log because they had to crane it on top of a flatbed.
Right.
But you had to be bleeding like all get on, right?
Can't you bleed out really quickly?
Well, immediately I was horrified, and this is real. I mean, I'm not making this up. And I thought, you know, Jason did it, you know, or Freddy Krueger did it.
That's how you wake up. You're like,
because back in 93, that was big. Happening. Jason versus Freddy, and then Freddy Krueger movies. And I'm like, oh shit, it wasn't Jason, it was Freddy. And I was sleeping. I was in a deep sleep. And I thought his hand came through the wall and cut my penis off. So I'm sitting there on a pool of blood. I'm like, shit, I better go back to sleep. Robbie, don't let me go back to sleep. My friend was in another room. Don't let me go back to sleep. That's
damn.
My thought.
Yeah.
I know she did it, but I did hear her run out of the, you know, I didn't see her run out of the room, but I heard a damn, this thing's heavy.
Oh my God, seriously? Okay, so
come on.
I still trying to
play with it
like,
a little bit.
Okay, so you wake up in a pool of blood and you reach for it, or like what
Yeah.
Oh, she threw it out the window of her car, man.
You know, once Heather gets on something, she doesn't get off. She's like,
Heather, you know what? You know why?
That's true.
She had a hard time.
She threw it out the window of the car.
She stole money from my friend that night, a Game Boy, and she had a knife and a penis in her hand, all that. She's driving down the road.
A knife, a penis, and a Game Boy.
That's so nonchalant.
She's driving down the road.
It's like a setup to a joke.
And all stages.
Oh, right now, yeah, okay.
Good hands.
See, that brings back bad memories there, man.
Especially
when you did a hot dog with ketchup on it.
All right, so you know. get the phone back on.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, she was sitting outside the road.
It's not sewn on yet.
Okay, so you're driving down the road looking for
it? No, she is.
She is.
No, she drove down the road with it, and she's sitting on the side of the road. She didn't know what to do with it, and she's just sitting there. You want to know why it took her so long to throw my junk out of her car window?
Why?
Because she didn't have the balls.
See, John's got material. No, I love it.
He's been working on it.
That's my favorite joke.
We're going to take our first commercial break.
What's your favorite joke?
That's what I'm saying. Vegas nonstop here on 9:20 a.m.
Oh, boy.
Sports Radio and Points Beyond. We'll be right back.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool as hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon. Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories. You know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original bacon martini. Home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
Georgia! Georgia! Whole day through. Just an old sweet song that keeps Georgia on my mind. Is that all right? Do you want any more? Because it's a very, very long song.
We don't need the whole thing.
You don't need the whole song.
No, you don't have to play.
We get the idea.
That'll be the day. Is that what you were going to go right into that? Or
do you want it to?
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. You say you're gonna leave it. You know it's a lie, cause
that'll be the day that I die.
That one goes out to our guest, John Wayne Bobbitt. That'll be the day when I say goodbye, when you say goodbye. Cut off my pecker, I'm saying goodbye.
Who sings that song, The Half a Man I Used to Be?
I don't know.
Half the Man I Used to Be?
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know. Jimmy, I don't even know the song. How's it go?
It's after 1985. I won't know it.
I don't know. Heather, you brought this game in. You want to do the brackets or you want to talk about this? Heather brought in the dirty football brackets.
Top football word or phrase that sounds dirty but isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through the brackets and everyone can vote. Okay. All right. So going deep or score? What's more dirty?
I like going deep.
Yeah.
Krista, going deep?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's go deep.
John, going deep?
Yeah, Debbie does Dallas.
All right. Yeah. Tight end?
This is the Jewish
version. Deep throw,
there's
right?
And
then Lovelace.
Debbie does nothing.
Then the Lovelace. The
Debbie deep, does deep nothing.
She only got paid $1,500 for that whole $600 million thing.
How much?
The movie made over $600 million, and she only got paid $1,500.
I think they made a movie about
Linda Lovelace, Deep Throat, going deep.
And then she hated the industry after that.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. She died in a couple car accidents.
How many movies did you make? How many adult films?
Well, they cut it. Well,
They cut it.
Oh,
my God.
You almost can't say anything, can you?
Well, I made two films, but they spliced it.
One long one.
They made a blooper and all kinds of stuff, you know.
Who wrote that? Who's writing his material?
It's not me. I did not write that.
His own material.
Go deep. All right, what's the next one, Heather?
All right, tight end or stretching to get it in?
Tight end.
That's not real.
Jimmy's like,
surely.
Yeah, Jimmy.
It is. Jimmy's that's a football wet. Phrase.
Jesus.
Tight end, absolutely.
Tight end.
Right. Talking about a butthole, if you guys don't know that.
Okay. All right. He's got...
Thanks,
you're welcome.
He's got great hands or bump and run?
Bump and run.
Bump and run.
Yep.
Yeah, bump and run.
Bump and run.
Do you understand how quick I am on this? I got... my comedian mind is there.
Next one.
I'm ready.
All right. He's going to feel that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or... the spread formation.
Absolutely, spread formation. 100%.
Spread formation.
Formation. Spread.
All right. Illegal touching versus holding.
Ooh, illegal touching. Yeah,
illegal touching, because the Me Too movie would be like...
Because it seems a little more naughty. Like,
illegal touching, yeah.
It does feel naughty. This,
but okay, illegal touching.
All right. He's got good penetration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or touchdown.
Penetration.
Penetration.
Hello. Touchdown. Bye.
All right.
Jimmy's thinking of songs he can play.
An end around.
Yeah.
End around.
Or
caught from behind.
Yeah.
Caught from behind. It's called like dropping the soap, right?
Caught from behind.
Yeah. Caught from behind. Yeah. Drop that soap in. Gotcha. In the ass, no ass. Huh?
She brought it in.
Okay, wait. Okay.
What?
Opening up a hole.
Yep.
Or
taking
it up the middle.
Oh, I like the opening hole.
Opening hole, everyone?
Yeah. Taking it up the middle.
Taking it up the middle.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Middle hole.
To take it up the middle.
Middle or hole?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Okay.
It kind of is.
Why are we taking a left turn
but
here?
But like, all right. taking it up the middle.
We're going with hole.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know how you're going to score this.
All right.
I can rationalize anything.
To come
anything.
Out of the game for a blow.
Yeah.
Or it's a game.
Just stop there.
Or it's a game of inches.
Blow.
Ooh.
To come out.
Yeah, I'll get this
the game of blow. If it's wet and rainy and muddy, it'd be a sloppy blow.
Oh my God, truffle butter.
Okay,
anyway.
So
Baker Mayfield.
I did not say
you
it.
You said truffle butter.
I did not.
He said truffle butter.
I sneezed.
He did say truffle butter.
It wasn't me.
Sloppy blow.
ChristyK.com. ChristyKCounseling.
No. Comedy.
ChristyKComedy.
I will also psychoanalyze you, but it's on the house.
Thank you.
Wide receiver, or he could go all the way.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Wide receiver, yeah.
Get it.
I like he could go all the way.
This is the best bracket I've ever heard.
I know.
Banging it in.
That's it.
Or.
Jimmy's banging it in.
Pounding it down their throats.
Oh, I take that back. Pounding it down the throats.
Absolutely.
I'll go with Jimmy. Pound it down his throat.
I'm going to use all this terminology when I'm at work.
It's a football game, folks.
Yeah.
Backfield in motion.
Or that's a butthole again.
Committing a turnover.
Butthole. One.
Backfield.
Turnover.
Okay.
Why not turnover? Why not?
Yeah, turnover.
Squeezing the ball into a tight spot.
Yes.
Or going into the end zone.
Tight spot. Balls.
Tight spot.
Ball, tight spot.
Put that ball in the tight spot.
Put that ball in the tight spot.
I like how we can't cuss, but we can say all this stuff.
Ball carrier or throwing a pass?
Ball carrier.
That was unanimous.
Yes.
Jimmy, are you sharing this?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just making sure my mother's not on.
This is football. This is clean.
My dad doesn't even know what's happening.
Pump fake.
Yeah.
That's like a tease, yeah.
Or beating your man.
Beating him.
Beating your man.
She gets paid for that.
For money. Yeah.
You said for a good beating.
Yeah. Free.
Okay.
Putting
a man in the slot.
There you go, Jared.
Sorry.
That's your first one.
Sorry.
Putting a man in the slot.
Yeah.
Or he really stuck his nose in there.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I like the nose.
His number 69. Yeah, that'd be sticking his nose in there.
Slot.
Unless you're me, then you're poking me in the neck.
Okay.
Anyway.
In theory, you're supposed to, you know how brackets work. Then they play off against each other. So each winner.
Is that all of them? Is that all of them?
That's all the original ones, but then you would have to figure out from there where we want to go. We can save that.
I think we pretty much covered it. Few things going on this weekend. Of course, it's Super Bowl Sunday. The Nerd Bar at Neonopolis has a great deal for their Super Bowl viewing party. All you can drink well drinks for only $39.99 or any premium drinks for only $59.99. You can add all you can eat food for an additional $10. The Nerd Bar is one of the coolest bars in Las Vegas. Free bowling, free billiards, free video games, and cosplay. Everybody
Woo!
Know what cosplay, Jimmy? You know what cosplay is?
Not Wonder clue. Woman in Wonder the house.
You know what cosplay is.
What is
you're,
it?
You're not a big enough geek, that's why.
You dress up in costumes.
Oh, Christ, I do that for a living.
I know you do. My free time.
Oh,
I know you're wearing your kilts when you came in.
I wanted you to say Cronky so bad just now.
Cranky.
I used to live in Australia, so I got excited for a second.
Do you want to tell us about putting a shrimp on the Barbie or something? Apparently, it's all the same thing.
Geography
right?
here. Anyway, free video games and cosplay. The Nerd is located in Las Vegas Boulevard in Fremont at Neonopolis. That's the Nerd Bar. All you can drink for only $39.99 on Super Bowl Sunday. Visit their website at thenerd.com. Thenerd.com.
Hmm.
Emmy Award-winning Chicago actor Jeremy Piven taking a stab at stand-up. Well, not really. I forgot. Neil Sedaka is appearing this weekend at the Orleans. All of his hit songs, Calendar Girl, you know that one?
Yeah, I love it, my world.
Calendar Girl.
Oh, I've got a very interesting story that I probably can't tell you about Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, you're
sure
can.
You can.
I have to tell you off because I'll get sued. Seriously, I've got some great stories.
Miss Neil?
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah,
my lawyer told me not to.
Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 5:30, you can rock like Queen aboard a double-decker bus. Somebody's got music going on or something.
That's John Wayne Bobbitt's phone.
Turn it off, bro.
Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, you can rock like Queen aboard a double-decker bus to promote the home video release of Bohemian Rhapsody. Admission is free, and you can board at Fremont and 6th Street. Registration is required at rocklikequeen.com.
Yeah.
You got a queen. You have good songs. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, performing at the Westgate. Never experienced George. I'd be thinking he's there all the time.
So it's Stone Temple Pilots that do that song.
What song?
Half the Man I Used to Be.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm playing it.
Okay.
You want it? Where are we at?
Okay.
Pretty close.
That's his theme song.
Oh, good. Now, Jimmy, what do you?
Oh boy.
What do you play besides Bohemian Rhapsody for Queen?
In the show.
We do. Well, no. What can you play right now?
Oh Christ!
I thought you were going to ask him what he plays besides guitar.
There you go. Yeah.
Listening. But I can't handle it this Sorry. Thing. But come on, but I just round me to get ready. Create a little thing alone. Create a little thing alone.
I can't do the Stone Temple Pilots, so I can do Queen.
Jimmy Denning, Tenors of Rock, Paris Hotel and Casino. Five nights a week.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
8 o'clock show.
An 8 o'clock show until about the middle of March. Then we move
to another place.
Yeah, we're replacing Celine at the Coliseum. Yeah. You heard it first.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, damn it, I shouldn't have told you.
Yeah.
Did you say Selena? I don't think she's around anymore.
She's Caesar's exec
she's
right
here.
Now, all over
Selena?
Las Vegas.
Oh,
no! Celine Dion.
Damien. All right, we're going to take a break. I should have been making you listen to Vegas. That's up here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Game.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
Cheap drinks and cheap thrills at the legendary Double Down Saloon, 4640 Paradise Road. See the hottest local, national, and international bands where there's never a cover charge. You've heard the stories, you know the legend. Drink, smoke, gamble at the world's most popular punk rock dive. Birthplace of the original Bacon Martini, home of the fabled ass juice. Check out what's up at DoubleDownSaloon.com or on the Double Down Saloon app. The Double Down Saloon, where every show is a free show. The Double Down Saloon, 4640. 4640 Paradise Road, one block south of the Hard Rock Hotel. Shut up and drink!
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
iTunes, you can Google Play and Spotify and Alexa by Amazon. So if you're near a computer, you can listen to the show anytime you want, anywhere you want, almost like video on demand, audio on demand, or something on demand.
So you just say, Alexa, play Vegas Nonstop.
That's right. You've got to enable it.
That's amazing.
Once again, the Nerd Bar at Neonopolis, great place for a Super Bowl viewing party. All you can drink well drinks for only $39.99. Any premium drinks for $59.99, and you can have all the food you can eat for an additional $10. Nerd Bar, coolest bar in Vegas, free bowling, free billiards, free video games, and cosplay.
Woo!
Located in Las Vegas Boulevard in Fremont at Neonopolis. That's the Nerd Bar. All you can drink for only $39.99 on Super Bowl Sunday. Visit their website at thenerd.com. Heather Vale. Heather Vale.
TheNerd.com.
Okay, so we've got John Wayne Bobbitt in studio, Jimmy Jenny from Tenors of Rock, comedian Chris McKay, and...
Hey, Krista, you know...
And Heather Vale.
Krista, you know I got a built-in fresh tickler?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What?
I do know that you like tall, blonde women.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's opposite of Lorena.
Who does it? What? Who
does it? Oh, is she short?
Patriots are favored by 2.5, over and under is 56.5. We've got a bunch of parlay bets. The Westgates have over 1,000 propositional parlay bets. One of them, our friend Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead, has picked, pays almost 9-1. And
wow.
With that propositional bet, you can parlay it, is that Tom Brady's first pass will be incomplete and that one of the teams will miss an extra point on the kick. And that pays 9-1.
That's a lot of factors.
Yeah, two things.
That's a little complicated.
God damn it, Tom Brady.
Yeah, and the other...
So we're betting on him to fail.
The other Jeffrey with a G bet is that that one of the teams will go for a two-point conversion, which is a pretty good bet.
Mm.
I bet the safety also, which pays 6-1, that there'll be a safety during the game. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be great. John, where are you going to watch the game at?
Oh, I'm thinking about going to Florida, my friend's house.
Florida?
Florida, yeah.
What part of Florida?
Sarasota.
That's the first place I ever went to
Saint
in Florida.
Pete. Yeah.
A place called Turtle Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sarasota. Turtle Beach.
You know what else is in Sarasota, Heather Vale?
I do not.
It's the first Hooters in America.
Wow.
In Sarasota, Florida.
Amen. That's where John's going to be.
Yeah.
At the Hooters.
Yeah, the weather is, it's warming up now. I think it's going to be 80 degrees in Florida.
Yeah, I got to work on my tan.
My other half is in there right now at Orlando. It's been
is
raining.
She at the Hooters?
No, she's like almost the opposite from Hooters. She's like at Universal and Disney.
The pancake
I go to
house.
Hooters. I go to Hooters. It's at the pancake house.
Get it? Pancake boobies. Anyway, go ahead.
You're talking about yourself?
No. Mine are perky. I don't care.
Yours are perky and yeah. You don't care.
No.
All right.
I know. I do care.
You do care.
Do you notice how she's caressing the mic?
Because I have to bring it up. It's not because I want to like love on it. It's just like it needs to come up to me, and I can't figure out this thing to make
it
tighter.
Have you ever had a midget go up on you?
No, not yet. I feel like Bridget the Midget wants to make me her speed bag.
What I like before that you said is that small men like you to carry them around.
Oh, yeah. I've been paid for that before.
You've been paid for that before. How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
6'5".
Why don't they just climb you?
Well, because that's...
Good question, Heather.
Perfect question. Let me answer that. No, they still do that as well.
Okay.
They still do that as well. There we go.
So it also costs some money.
So let's bring it to the current. You're working on doing stand-up comedy. Do you have what they call a tight 10 minutes? I almost had a tight 10, but then I caught myself saying, I can't even ask that.
No, right now I'm just winging it.
Really?
I'm just winging it.
He's Mrs. Maisel.
I almost can't say anything to you because anything you answer is funny.
Do you know Lorena?
No, we don't know Lorena.
How long were you?
She moved to Russia.
Did she really?
Yeah. The immigration officer was like, "Well, you moved to Russia. You can change your name." And then she said, "Okay, what?" And he said, "Maybe Ivana Kachikagov."
Somehow I knew you were going to mature. Yeah.
I know. I had to tell that.
Sad Russian novel by a bit.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Yes.
Too many paparazzis out there.
Bad Chinese story by IP Standing. Yeah. Yes. There's all kinds of jokes like that. So
I wish I had 25 years of material I could just Google.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wrote that.
Jonathan just memorizes it.
Yeah, just give me a topic.
I'm like, man, I have to be creative and stuff. I can't just like Google my own jokes.
What is your process in writing? I mean, I like that you play to your height, which is, you know, the obvious. You know, like
sure.
Fat people do fat jokes.
Of course.
I did a segment one time on why there's so many good fat comedians.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I mean, and there's a new
it's
movie
true.
Out on Laurel and Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Fatty Arbuckle. I mean, there's, you know, tons.
I just kind of feel like when you're different than most people, it's kind of ends up being your coping method. So it's like, yeah, from the obvious perspective, it's like, yeah, that is what, you know, I talk about sometimes, but it's also like what got me through dealing with that too, you know?
Was it so tough it's when like you were a teenager?
It was more like middle school, but then high school, I was kind of an awesome basketball player. So
but
I was
how
like,
tall
never
were you?
Mind, I'm fine.
In What's middle that? School, how tall were you?
I was like 6'2", probably.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't go into it.
Yeah, so it was hard at the time, but then it's like, I don't know. I've always just had a good perspective on really anything negative that like tends to happen in life because it's really, you know what I mean?
But, you know, you call it negative, but a lot of short people would be saying, what are you complaining about?
Right, I know. Well, and that's what I'm saying is like negative being just being different, you know?
Welcome to the ladies' locker
room.
Of all the negative things, being tall and attractive is really not that big a negative.
I know what you mean, but it's like, I'm just saying like clothes, they don't make clothes for me, just stuff like that.
Now,
yes, sir, over here.
To the WNBA here in town, we've got a new women's professional basketball team here.
The Aces, yeah.
Have
you know what's... So I have not gone yet, but it's funny. I just recently signed up with an agent here in town. And so, like an agent, like for booking.
There's
like,
agents here in town?
Yeah.
What?
And so he's like,
not hard to find.
He's like, your first audition is for the.
Have you ever seen any agents here in town?
Yeah, they all owe me money.
Yeah, he's like, your first audition is for the WNBA. I'm like, okay.
Oh, really?
Which is funny. I just turned 31. Basketball years, that's too old. And I did play professional basketball, but it was in 2012. So anyway, yeah, I was like, really? That's your first audition for me is the WNBA? Like, you can't do better than
that's
that?
That's what I meant. There's not really good agents.
Yeah, exactly.
But John, you're working on a book? You got a book?
Yeah, we're familiar with the same person. His name's Mario. He also writes comedy. He was at the Hookah Lounge yesterday, and I guess
I know Mario.
He killed the crowd yesterday.
Plays guitar? That Mario?
Yep. Yes.
Plays guitar.
He's great.
So you know, we were working on my book today. We're halfway through. So
what's the title? I'm afraid to ask.
Oh, Missing Pieces.
Missing Pieces.
Well, there's a lot of working title.
Oh my God, I actually have a book coming out as well.
Yes,
it's a children's book. It's called The Head Above the Rest.
So
it's
in,
wow. Yes.
And I've got a book out. And it's called How to Fail Successfully. We're gonna take another
my
quick
God.
Commercial break. And you're listening to Vegas Last Night here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
Hey everybody, need a break from your job, your spouse, the traffic? Escape from it all at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, a cool-as-hell cocktail lounge where you can get lost in a world of South Seas exotica with just a hint of Las Vegas kitsch. Order up your buzz from a menu of exotic, out-of-this-world rum drinks, or just enjoy an icy cold beer. Relax, gamble, and hide from the world in classic Polynesian style at Frankie's Tiki Room, 1712 West Charleston, just west of downtown. Frankie's Tiki Room, just look for the pink neon.
Hey Las Vegas, Millennium Window Tinting on Eastern and Sunset invites you to get out of the sun and have your car, home, and office treated with energy-efficient 3M window tinting. Tinting your windows adds an extra layer of protection from both the sun and from intruders who can't steal what they can't see. Why wait till it's 120 degrees to shield yourself from the blistering heat? Millennium Window Tints offer same-day service and mention Vegas Nonstop for a special offer. Millennium Window Tints, authorized by the 3M Corporation. Schedule window tinting for your car, home, or business at their website, MillenniumTints.com. That's MillenniumTints.com at Sunset and Eastern.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Hands, come on.
Touching
hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you. Everybody.
Yeah, you're never going to think of that song the same way again. Jamie Denny, Head of the Rock.
It was just a We'll finish it off at the end with the new lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a good way to finish up.
That's actually pretty good.
Anyway, where are you watching the big game? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, I'm going to see, you know, Brett Raymer?
I do. I know his father, Irwin.
Yeah. No,
I mean, you're getting old when you know people's
Yeah, you know,
father.
I know his father.
You're really getting old when you know their grandparents.
I didn't know he had a kid.
We're going to go and hang there because a few of the boys down there, they actually understand the rules. So
where are you going to go?
To Brett's house. We're going to watch at Brett's house. Yeah, I think so.
He's got the donut place too, doesn't he?
Yeah, Donut Mania, yeah.
Donut Mania.
Yeah, he owns those.
People are crazy about donuts. My mother.
Why are you staring at me when you say that?
I didn't know.
Seriously.
Well, obviously you like donuts.
People are crazy.
I've been dieting all week.
Holy shit.
Depending on sugar all week.
Aloe vera gels and all sorts of stuff here.
Aloe vera gels.
Yeah.
Is that a dancer? Is that a stripper?
Yeah. Well, what a woman.
Please welcome to the stage.
What a woman. Aloe vera gel.
Yeah. Portia on the main
stage.
Mrs. Sapphire is
Hi, Mom.
Sapphire has got a Super Bowl party also, if you're looking for a place to go, to watch the big game. And that's always a fun place to hang out.
Okay, so again, I don't understand watching the game surrounded by peelers. I mean, how does this make sense?
Yeah, Heather calls strippers peelers.
Peelers. Do you know what a peeler is in the UK?
No.
UK, peeler is an old school way of saying a police officer.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so when you say you're like watching the game surrounded by police officers, by the way, I've done that before. You know, and then that's another story, but.
Okay. Good. What about Mike Tyson?
He's got this podcast called Hot Boxing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool. I want to see if I can get on there.
He's a great guy. I like when he did that.
That was random.
Remember he did the HBO, thing like where he explained his story?
Isn't that
what it's called?
It's pretty cool. Indestructible or
Yeah, it was a good storyline. I met him once in New York. They were doing the Mike Tyson movie. They had the actor there. We had lunch.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. I met him with my friend. Al.
Actually, my attorney was trying to get me a match with him to fight him.
Matt. Did you do one of those?
Yeah, but he said he was he didn't want to do it. So
did you do celebrity boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, that was a long story.
Who did you fight?
Buttafuoco. I was supposed to.
Oh, that would be funny.
No. I got arrested.
That's a good matchup.
You got arrested for.
Long story.
You don't know what Buttafuoco?
We're gonna get into that.
Narcotics or?
No. It's just there was some girl at my house, and my wife thought I was having an affair with her, so she.
Amy Fisher.
I was married twice, and my wife thought I was having some affair with some girl that was showing me her boobs, and just before the fight,
is this
she
a
had
different
me arrested.
Wife?
So yeah, I was in local. Joanna.
This is a different wife. Okay.
There's two wives. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So this is an ongoing theme.
They all think you're having affairs. Okay. Got it.
Well, yeah. Well, why wouldn't they? Girls showing your boobs.
You can't be mad at anybody if you've got boobs in your face.
I think
that's true.
That whole conclusion that could end the world.
I mean,
the
I had girls just coming up to me.
And flashing their boobs.
Strippers, and I worked at Bunny Ranch. Dennis Hoff. For a couple of years, and did adult films. I was in the adult entertainment business, so women, especially strippers and.
But presumably she knew that.
Coming up to me and saying, "How do you like my boobs?" I had them done.
Do you think it's like a curiosity?
Her friend came over and showed me her boobs, and she thought something was going on, so she called the cops on me, and she hurt herself, and then she did it three times, had me arrested, and I was acquitted all three times. I had friends that were there, and they were witnesses to her, but I think she was bipolar and all that, and I had to try to escape from her. I had a cop friend of mine that actually is a chief of police, retired chief of police, that helped me and my attorney.
Yeah.
So we had planned one day to go to Denny's right down here.
Tell us about
we
escaping.
Ran back and,
you think they just all want to see it? Is that pretty much it? They all want to see your...
Curiosity
factor?
Yeah, she was an opportunist, though. There was I just had bad discernment. I'd pick and choose... Poorly picking. Yeah, I got a picker. Bad picker.
Bad picker.
Both. How about both?
Do you want to introduce your friend Carla? Here we got a couple.
Yeah, Carla.
Left.
Carla's
Carla's got a little interesting story.
All my stories are interesting. I live with John Wayne Bobbitt.
But aside from that, your grandpa was slammed.
Oh,
you're a grandpa.
My great uncle.
Great uncle was
Sam Snead. Yeah, okay. I had nothing to do with that. But I did have something to do with Baker Mayfield.
90 seconds.
I could have done that.
Mostly John and I watch football together.
Yeah, and you're from Cleveland, and you're probably a Browns fan.
Yeah, I was born in Parma, Ohio.
They went far this season. They made it, what, seven games? They won?
Who's that?
The Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
They didn't win
Browns.
Pound Town.
Well, I think
if Baker Mayfield would have started the season, they would have probably made the playoffs.
I'm going to ask you to take us out of here with a song and wrap this baby up.
Just taking my guitar off, so give us a second.
I know.
With a song in my heart, I adore your adorable face.
Do you want to get a hold of you and book you for appearances or anything to do that?
Oh, I don't have a website, no.
Bobbitizeme.com.
But that would be Heather Vail.
HeatherVailMedia.com, but that's mine, not his.
I don't have
of course, you have to have a website.
Krista K Comedy.
Krista K Comedy, Thursday nights at Hades.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jenning, Tenors of Rock.
You got a website?
Let's wrap this up. Like us and share us.
Wow.
Share us and like us.
Oh, bless you.
Go to VegasNonstop.com. Jimmy, take us out of here.
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you made me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, cause
that'll be the day when I die.
Well, it's hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott saying, peace, be good to each other. Eat well, party hard. Thank you.
Remember, keep it safe. Sleep on your stomach.